And I'm Mary Angish. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Charlie, you've had a lot of inquiries about a particular hungry caterpillar. What's up?
Well, I get a lot of questions about caterpillars eating my fill-in-the-blank. And I thought it'd be nice to kind of talk about the two main types of caterpillars that are pests for us in the summer so you can understand the differences and how to control them, because it is different. So the first group is the Lepidoptera caterpillars. These are the ones that are caterpillars that come from butterflies and moths. So cabbage worms, tomato hornworms, tent caterpillars, spongy moths, any of the swallowtail, monarch butterflies, anything in that family. Those are the Lepidoptera family. Now, those caterpillars tend to be big. They tend to have like little hairs on them, and they tend to do a lot of damage, usually individually as opposed to en masse. And we usually control those with just by hand picking, of course, or sprays of Bacillus thuringiensis or BT. That's a common organic spray that controls those really well. But there's another group in the Hymenoptera family, which is a whole different family of insects called sawflies. And now sawflies are small little caterpillars, and they come from an adult that is a fly, not a moth or a butterfly. And these are, like I was saying, they're small, they're smooth, they're sometimes everywhere color from translucent to yellow to green to black. They're all different colors. They tend to eat in groups. And in fact, when you get too close to them, they'll rear up on their hind legs and kind of stare at you, kind of spooky. And they go after a whole bunch of different plants. They go after birch, willow, dogwood, pears, columbines, hibiscus, white pine, mugo pine, rose, azaleas. Are there any plants left? What they'll do is they'll either eat all the needles on a pine, for example, or they'll defoliate the leaves, or they cause window painting, which a window painting is where they feed in between the veins, and it looks like you can see right through the leaf. Depending upon the sawfly, the damage will be different. How you control this sawfly is different than the Lepidoptera one because the BT doesn't work on them. It's a different family. So you have to, again, do the hand picking or spray in the evening spinosad or neem oil. You want to do it in the evening so you don't harm any bees. They don't get affected by it. Once it dries overnight, then it's safer for bees and butterflies and other creatures. So two different caterpillars. The best thing to do is, first of all, figure out which one you got. Then you'll know how to control them.
Okay. Wow. Well, we've got questions. This one from Joe and Gus in Springfield. And they write, we harvested our garlic this weekend along with several volunteer potato plants. We were excited to roast them up this weekend as usual with olive oil, salt, and pepper. And we cut them small to cook quickly. But after nearly an hour in the oven, these taters were nowhere near done. I finally turned the oven off and left them in there for a couple of hours, but they never got soft. What gives?
I was perplexed by this one. I've never heard potatoes not actually cooking, but I did some research and I actually found a post on the Idaho Potato Commission. You think they know about potatoes, right? And it was exactly the same problem. The problem was these potatoes were not cooking even after an hour, even after boiling them, they weren't. And they said it's caused by cold weather exposure. And what happens is if you have a real starchy variety of potato to start with, and then it gets a lot of cold weather exposure early on in the season as they're starting to form, it gets just very dense, especially in the center of them, and it takes very long to cook those. So the solution for something like this is to first of all start with certified disease-free potatoes, seed potatoes, and get ones that aren't as starchy and try those, and don't use those volunteer potatoes that are in your garden.
I would have eaten them anyway. I love any potato.
You love potatoes.
This one's from Fran in Richmond, and Fran writes, I've always been able to grow multiple crops of lettuce throughout the growing season. I had a good first crop this spring, but I've been unable to get any of my lettuce to germinate after that. I've tried different areas of the garden without success. Could the wet weather be the problem?
I think it probably is. The wet weather and the hot, humid weather probably is the problem with the lettuce. Lettuce, of course, likes cool weather. So I would say don't give up, Fran. The weather is shifting here as we're into August. And I would also suggest starting the seeds in little pots and then transplanting the seedlings into the garden versus just seeds. You can grow them and control the growth of those plants in the pots much easier than in the ground, and those little seedlings have a higher chance of survival.
Okay, if you've got questions, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. And tune in to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.